glasses and a mask and a microphone. It all makes for a interesting time to try to move them all around, right? Oh, geez. Oh, help me. Oh, Lord. How do you, you know, I feel the Lord, you know? How do you follow all that? How do you minister after that? You proclaim the goodness of God. That's all you can do, you know? And we've been kind of doing a series in James and just talking about being a Christian. What does a Christian look like? And, you know, we're going to continue that, but we're going to take a slight detour on that path tonight. Because, well, what was yesterday? Anybody know what yesterday was? 4th of July. Independence Day, right? Independence Day. What do you think of when you think of the 4th of July? Think of barbecue, fireworks, hot dogs, hamburgers. And yeah, if you got to work, you get a bonus. And but the real thing behind it all is what? It's freedom. You know, and when I think of America, you know what I think of? I think of freedom, and I think of this picture. Buddy, throw that first picture up there. Because, you know, I love visual aids. This is what I think of when I think of America. For anybody that can't see that, that is Mr. Hulk Hogan. And he's holding an American flag. Because you can't get more American than the Hulkster. Anyway, I just had to throw that up there because I just love that picture. And I shared that yesterday on my Facebook and Instagram and stuff. But freedom. We live in a free society. You know, we were blessed beyond measure because why? We were born here. You know, that's one of the greatest things in blessings that God ever gave me. So let me be born in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Right? But, you know, and that's talking about freedom, that's really talking about an outward freedom, right? An outward freedom. You know, I'm free to go to church. I'm free to drive my car and go wherever I want to go, provided I wear a mask. Because wear a mask. Short detour. If you don't wear a mask, wear one. If you do wear a mask, keep wearing it, okay? That's very important. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but make sure you wear it, okay? But see, it's all these outward freedoms. You know, that's what we think of is, you know, all these outward freedoms. But so many people in our country, they have an outward freedom, but they have an inward, like they're bound on the inside. You know, they don't carry around a freedom inwardly. You know, they carry things with them that are shame and guilt and sin and baggage from things that they've done years ago. Anybody like that? Anybody got some stuff that you carry around? When you're late at night and you're by yourself and you start thinking about, ooh, what did I do? Oh, I can't believe I did this. And then you start thinking about, ooh, I can't believe I did that. And you start really thinking about that, thinking about all those things, and you begin to get bound up in your spirit. See, that happens. I mean, if I'm being honest, that happens to me too. I'm a pastor. But I can overthink some things sometimes. Not as well as some of other people I know. I know there's some people in my life that they have a gold medal, a silver medal, and a bronze medal all in overthinking. You know, they get to the end of their day and they say, oh, I'm tired. From all that jumping to conclusions and overthinking. But see, America has outward freedom, but we're talking about inward freedom. Where does inward freedom come from? Where does it come from? I want to look in James chapter 8 and verse 31. Jesus was talking to a group of people and he said these words. He said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and what? The truth will set you free. See, Let's break down what he's talking about there. He's saying, if you're truly my disciples, if you're really following after me, you're going to grab a hold of my teachings. You're going to remain faithful to them. You're going to hold on to them no matter what happens. You begin to grab it, you hold on to them, and then what happens? You're going to know the truth. What's the truth? The truth is Jesus. The truth is who he is. The truth is what he's done for us. See, that's the truth. When you hold on to the teachings of Christ, you begin to see, you begin to know the truth. You begin to know that he's bigger than any problem. He's bigger than any guilt and shame from what you've done. He's bigger than those things. When you begin to know that truth, it does what? It sets you free. You can not only be free outwardly, but you can be free inwardly. You can give up those things. You can stop carrying those burdens. You can stop it. When you know the truth and let the truth set you free. Man. So Jesus is speaking these words. He's talking to the Israelites, to the Pharisees. And in, see, that was John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. But see, they respond in 33. They say, but we are descendants of Abraham, they said. We have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean we will be set free? Okay, let's think about this. They're saying, what do you mean we are descendants of Abraham? What they're saying, let's put this in 2020 language. Their response when Jesus said, you are bound up, you need to know me to know freedom, their response is, in 2020 language, I'm American. I know what's up. I'm free. I live in the, man, you know, my favorite color is a three-way tie between the red, white, and blue. I'm American. Ain't nobody oppressing me. I'm two-time World War champ. Undefeated, baby. See, I have freedom. That's what they're saying. They're saying, we're descendants of Abraham. We got freedom. We have all this freedom. And why are you telling us that you're giving us freedom? See, they didn't understand. They were looking with their natural eye to see the world around them and say, nobody's oppressing us right now. That's how us Americans are, right? We're like, nobody's oppressing me. I slap somebody. I do what I want. We say that around my house a lot. I do what I want. And then usually we end up doing what we were asked to do. But unfortunately, that's a lot of us too. But see, so many times, see, that's what they're responding back to him. When he's offering them true, real freedom, they're responding back and saying, I do what I want. I'm free. You can't tell me I'm not free. See, they missed the point. They missed the point of freedom. Because you can have all the freedom in the world and still be bound up in your spirit. Man. See? Jesus replied back to them. Verse 34, he replies, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Get that. I tell you the truth. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. That's where he hits them back at. Yeah, you're free, but you're a slave to sin. You're a slave to sin. In 2 Peter 2 and 19, it says, you are a slave to whatever controls you. You are a slave to whatever controls you. Whatever is controlling your life is what you're a slave to. What's controlling your life? Is it your sin? Is it your ugliness towards other people? Is it the bad things, the evilness in a man's heart? Or is it God? What is controlling us? So many times, what is controlling us is sin. We're a slave to sin. See, in verse 35, it says, a slave is not a permanent member of the family. See, when you're a slave to sin, you can't be part of God's family. No matter how hard you try, there's always going to be a barrier. There's going to be something keeping you from that next level that God has for you. See, you can't be part of the family. A slave is just a person. But it goes on to say, but a son is part of the family forever. See, you can be a slave and have nothing. You can be a slave to the things around you, or you can be a son and a daughter and a child of the Most High God. See, that's the choice. You can be a slave to yourself, slave to your sin, slave to your selfishness, or be a son of God, a daughter of God. And in verse 36, it says these words, so if the Son sets you free, you're what? You're truly free. See, those are some words that we need to get. When we come into church, we're free. Those anxieties that we've got, the hardships that we face, we can give them to God. We can give them to someone else. And the awesome thing is, He'll take care of it. You ever given something to somebody, and you're like, hey, go take care of this, and they don't do it? Oh, I do that to my kids, do that to me all the time. I say, hey, go take this, go put it on my nightstand upstairs. Somewhere between the bottom floor and the top floor, what is it, 14 steps, they lose their mind. Lose their mind. It falls right out of the back of their head. I don't know. But see, when we come in here, it's not like I'm, when we give stuff to God, it's not like I'm giving it to a kid and they forget what they're doing. God never forgets. He sees all. He knows all. He sees what? The end from the beginning. He goes before us, behind us, to the left of us, to the right of us. He's all around us. Give it to Him. Be free. You don't got to carry that weight anymore. You don't have to carry it. Stop doing it. Stop carrying that weight. Because if the Son sets you free, you're truly free. In Romans 8, in chapter 8, verse 1, it says, So now there is no condemnation for those that belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the, what? The power of sin that leads to death. He's given us that freedom. He died on a cross for freedom. He gave the ultimate sacrifice so we don't have to be bound up. So we don't have to carry all this junk we carry with us. All the baggage. So what do we do with this knowledge? What do we do with this knowledge of freedom? Stop giving it back. Stop giving it back. The first time in Ephesians chapter 14, the Israelites were leaving Egypt. And they come up to the Red Sea and the Pharaoh's behind them, right? He's trying to kill them. The first time it got hard when they left Egypt, they said, Moses, I want to go back. I want to go back. So many times I see that in Christians, people that show up. They see the promise of freedom, and the minute it gets hard, they give up. They give it back. Don't let go of freedom. Don't let go of the freedom. Stop letting go of it. Because see, in John 16:33, Jesus promises us, He says, you're going to go through many trials, but take heart. I've overcome them. I've overcome the world. Stop giving back the freedom. What else can we do? Don't trade freedom for bondage to religion. In Galatians 5 and 1, it says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. What it's saying there? It's saying these words. when you come in, stop overcomplicating Christianity. Don't become a slave to the spirit of religion. I see it all over. The spirit of religion says, you've got holes in your pants. Jesus, you can't come in here. I've heard that in my lifetime. You got holes in your pants. You can't come in here. We know what you've been doing this last week. You can't come in here. See, we trade a true form of Christianity for a spirit of religion. You see, Jesus never puts us down. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, I still love you. Get that. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter what you carry with you, Jesus is always right there to say, I still love you. Amen. I feel like there's some people that need to understand that. Yeah. Don't get tripped up in religion. Get tripped up in the spirit of love. See, it's the law of love. It all comes down to love. You see, that's why we're supposed to use our freedom. To love other people. In Galatians 5 and 13, it says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. See, when you're free, many times you get selfish. Say, I do what I want. I ain't got to do all that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to love this person. I do what I want. I love that phrase. I need that on a t-shirt. Okay. But see, the law of love says, love other people. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love other people because the entire gospel boils down to the single word of love. God's love for us and our love for other people. Don't overcomplicate it. You ain't got to overthink it. All you got to know is, God, I love you. I'm going to do right, and I'm going to love other people. Even the ones I don't like. He still wants us to love us, love them. I got those people. I got some in my family. If we're honest, there's people I don't like, but God says, you got to love them anyway. Let's see. Use our freedom to love other people. And at the end of the day, we got to tell other people. In Matthew 5 and 14, it tells us that we're the light of the world. We're supposed to use our freedom to be a light in a dark world. So people will see our good works and do what? Glorify me? Glorify God. No. Glorify you? No. Glorify our Father in heaven. See, the question comes, what are we going to do with our freedom? What are you going to do with your freedom? One of my favorite movies is Braveheart. Anybody seen that movie from 95? Hopefully by now you've seen it. Everybody knows that quote. They can take our lives, but they'll what? Never take our freedom. Right before that, he said something even more profound. He said these words. He said, I am William Wallace. I see before me an army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have come to this fight as free men, and free men you are. You are free. What will you do with that freedom? See, that's more profound. What will you do with the freedom that God has given you? How will you act when you finally get it that you are free? When you are free, how are you going to respond? See, I can't answer that question for you. Only you can answer that question. How am I going to respond to the freedom that God's given me? Am I going to be selfish? Am I going to look down my nose at other people? Or am I going to love them? Am I going to spread the truth and set men free? Am I going to drag people to heaven with me? Or am I going to leave them alone and let them go to hell? What are you going to do with your freedom? If you get nothing else out of this, get that phrase. Get that question. And I challenge you this week to answer that question. Answer the call to freedom. True freedom. Freedom that's not just outward, but freedom that is inward. So you no longer have to be bound. What will you do with your freedom? Bow your heads. Lord, I lift up each and every one of these people here. Lord, and I ask that you would challenge them this week to answer that question. Answer the question of what will we do with our freedom? And help us to act in our freedom. Help us this week to go forth and leave some things behind that are binding us up. Lord, so we can praise you. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go forth. Do good works.